This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was back on my show of February the 3rd of this year. We're talking no other than TPT Global Tech, Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol TPTW. And with us today is the CEO and president and chairman of the company, Mr. Stephen Thomas. Stephen, welcome back to the show.
Hi, how are you? I'm glad to be back.
You know, today you put out a press release, so let's talk about the new launch of this TPT MedTech launch. What is that all about?
Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, gosh, probably about a month ago, you know, I'm sitting here like everybody else, you know, watching the different governors and all of our, you know, frontline healthcare folks, you know, just crying out for help with regards to, you know, mask and the different types of PPE products and services that they were lacking. And I turned to my wife, you know, and I said, honey, you know, with all the relationships that I have or that the company has, you know, throughout Asia, you know, let me make some phone calls. Let me figure out if I can help, you know, get some supply here in the United States to try to help, you know, get in the battle, as they say, you know. And I started making some phone calls to my guys over in Asia. And next thing I know, I find out that they're actually supplying some of the folks over in Italy and Spain. Well, I said, well, look, why don't we go ahead and try to bring some of that stuff into the United States? And then as we got into it, we started to kind of look at the economics of this, and we said, well, geez, you know what? We should launch a medical division and supply the PPE, you know, and look at this as a long-term play because, you know, the medical industry is a perfect segue for what we already do. You know, when we launch and upgrade our network to a 5G, you know, the medical industry is one of the industries that will be impacted on a positive note by 5G, you know, doctors being able to communicate via teleconferencing, you know, to their patients. They need a fast network, right, to be able to send files and x-rays and those things back and forth and to be able to communicate. So it's a natural progression for us to actually get into the whole medical space, offering our SaaS products and technology platforms and our media, TV, and social media platforms to be able to offer to the medical industry, not only here in the United States, but globally. However, it just made a lot of sense.
You know, I want to change gears here just for a second. You know, there's been a lot of talk. I get a lot of emails here at the office about reverse split and your convertible debt. Can you bring us up to speed on any of that?
Well, yeah, look. The convertible debt guys have converted almost 600 and something million shares into the market. And they're pretty much through all that. They've exhausted their conversion. And as I said in a conference call I did a couple weeks ago, you know, we're not going to issue any more shares from Treasury with regards to the convertible debt guys, and we don't plan to do any type of reverse split in the near future. So we seem to be in a much better position today than we were yesterday with regards to the convertible debt guys.
You know, this COVID-19 is bringing on a lot of different federal programs, local programs. That being said, what's going on with the payroll perfection program?
Well, you know what? We actually got approved for about $700,000 worth of the PPP. So that was a big help to the company to help us with our payroll situation. So, yeah, we were approved and funded through that program.
Excellent. Nice. And then I wanted to talk to you, just go back a little bit on the raising of the status of the $40 million. You haven't talked much about that. I don't know if you're in the first inning or throwing out the first pitch or if you're just getting ready to listen to the national anthem. So if you could, because I've gotten some emails on that, and they said, please, if you get a chance to talk to Stephen, if he could maybe just bring us where we're at on that.
Yeah, well, listen, as I mentioned before, and I think in our first interview, that we were just in the process of getting ready to go out with a 506C private placement to raise $40 million, which is primarily focused to accredited investors, you know, guys with a net worth over $1 million. So, you know, obviously with the COVID situation and the banking crunch and what's going on in Wall Street and the decrease in value in the market, it's been a little tough, you know, but we are actively talking to accredited investors. So we'll see what happens with that here in the very near future. But yeah, we're out there, you know, very slowly, but, you know, surely are talking to some individuals about participating.
I want to talk about your financials. Where are we at in that? I feel, and this is my personal opinion, your company is grossly undervalued. I have hundreds and hundreds of companies that come on my show every year, and I look at your market cap around maybe under 500,000 with the revenues that you have. It blows my mind.
Well, you know what? That's what I tell the investors. I said, you know, the convertible debt guys converting in the market, you know, really hurt the market cap of the company. But when you look at the fundamentals of the company, you know, we're strong. The completion of the Speed Connect acquisition and our film and television production company, Blue Collar Productions, had a really good year in 2019. So when you look at the numbers, you know, we did a little over, what, 10 million,
yeah.
2.2 million top line revenue. And then on a non, you know, we show some debt on the balance sheet, but when you look at that 14 million in debt, 10 million of that is what we call non-cash events, and it's all dealing with the derivative expense, guys, side of the balance sheet. So when you pull that out and you look at the whole numbers, the company was only negative about $157,000 for 2019 compared to, you know, 2.7 million in 2018.
Absolutely.
The curve is going in the right way with regards to TPT Global Tech.
My guest today is Stephen Thomas. He is the CEO and President and Chairman of TPT Global Tech, Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB, ticker symbol TPTW. Stephen, we've got about a minute left. You know, I'm going to give you the last word. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from the interview today?
Well, you know what? Like I said before, in the first interview, you know, I've been doing this for a really long time, close to 20 years. And as a technology company, you know, you've got to be fluid. You've got to be liquid in your thought process, because things move so fast and technology platforms and things change so fast. And I'm a huge believer in diversification. And when you have a diversification of a portfolio of different companies, you take away the risk for the shareholders, right? So that's why we look at different companies, different sectors, to be able to diversify our portfolio, decrease our risk. At the same time, any of those divisions do well, it only affects the bottom line for the shareholder. And that's really important. That's what we focus on. You know, we look for different distribution channels, and how can those distribution channels help us grow our business organically, as well as, you know, with acquisitions and mergers and acquisitions. And that's all. We're excited. We're excited for 2020. I want everybody to be safe. It's a crazy time in our country and on the planet, and just be safe.
As for my listeners, I want you to really take a hard look if you haven't taken a position in this company. Again, my personal opinion, I don't think you're going to get hurt too bad here, and I think you're going to make some money. But again, that's my personal opinion, especially if you can get it around 0.003. Stephen, I want to thank you for coming on the show. You know I'm a fan of what you guys are doing out there. I wish you nothing but the best. Hopefully you'll come back on the show here in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Oh, fantastic, Everett. Thank you so much for having me on.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.